In Hollywood, the making of a movie usually begins with a legal contract. Over time, major studios amass huge collections of memos, letters, and binding agreements. In New York City today, 20th Century Fox will auction off about 200 documents. And as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, the papers being sold amount to a treasure trove for film buffs.
20th Century Fox may not have had the glamour of MGM or the street-smart allure of Warner Brothers, but during the 30s, 40s, and 50s, it had plenty of Hollywood magic.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Norma Jean Doherty wandered onto the studio lot in 1946, got a screen test and a new name, Marilyn Monroe. The documents being sold today at Swan Auction Galleries make up a kind of storyboard of Monroe's rise and fall. There's a contract for her first movie, a 1954 letter firing her agent, and lots of angry letters from studio executives complaining about her behavior. Jeremy Markowitz is Swan's autograph specialist.
Marilyn material is incredibly sought after for a number of reasons. One, she was such an icon. And two, the actual autographs of Marilyn Monroe are quite scarce.
Markowitz says, like a lot of big stars of her era, Monroe usually left autograph signing to her assistants and secretaries. In an industry that traffics in make-believe and magic, it can be hard for memorabilia collectors to tell what's real. Markowitz says that's what makes the decision by 20th Century Fox to auction off these items so unusual.
One of the things that makes this really unique in the autograph world is that there's no question about authenticity. We know where the material comes from, and we know that the stars had to sign these items. They were legally obliged to do so. And in fact, many of their contracts are even notarized that they signed them.
Well, there she is, folks. Land of milk and honey. California.
The documents on sale include John Steinbeck's contract signing away the film rights to The Grapes of Wrath. There's also Humphrey Bogart's first studio contract from 1930 and papers signed by Marlon Brando, Cary Grant, and both Hepburns. For the most part, the documents are typed in triplicate on yellowed paper in dense legalese, but there are revealing details. Elvis Presley's contract stipulated that he had the right to do his own hair. In a sense, the documents chart the collapse of the old Hollywood system, in which studios had complete control over their stars. One of the items being sold is Jimmy Stewart's contract for Call Northside 777. Again, Jeremy Markowitz.
What made it really just a first in Hollywood was that he didn't get a salary for the film. Instead, he got a percentage of the gross receipts, in his case, 8.5%. And that had never happened before under the studio system.
After that, Markowitz says big stars began to have more control over what movies they made. Like Stewart's contract, a lot of the items being auctioned off have considerable historic value. That makes them uniquely valuable to collectors, says book dealer Dan Wexler, who was visiting the gallery yesterday.
Unlike, you know, a signed photograph where there might be, you know, enormous numbers of those floating around, you can always buy them at some point if you have the money and you want to. These are opportunities to get things that are sort of more of a one-of-a-kind type moment in the artist's history.
Today's auction benefits the Motion Picture and Television Fund. Officials at Fox say if it succeeds, they're hoping other studios will open up their vaults as well. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.